This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Department of Education is not your typical go-to place for high drama in Washington, D.C., but this week has not been typical. First, the White House budget called for drastic cuts to the department's budget, and then James Runce, the guy who runs the office that manages the federal government's $1.3 trillion student loan portfolio, walked. And in an email he sent to staff announcing his own resignation, he noted this. The Department of Education is in discussions to hand over some or all of its student loan business to the Department of the Treasury, the part of the government, of course, that collects your taxes. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looked into why they would want to do that.
This idea to shift that massive pile of student debt to the Treasury Department has been around for a few years. Treasury even tried managing some loan payments in a pilot program a couple of years back. It didn't go so well. So why the discussions now?
Well, it's partly because we have a transition and new administrations want to do things differently.
Mark Kantrowitz is with the financial aid website CapEx.com, and he says
the new administration thinks that they can save hundreds of millions of dollars by having just one servicer,
rather than the multiple companies that do it now under the Department of Education. Another reason, says Sarah Goldrick Rabb of Temple University,
there have been some issues, to say the least, with the way in which student loans have been handled by the U.S. Department of Education.
Reports of improper payments, exploitation of borrowers by some loan servicers, things the department said it was working on. Ben Miller, who worked in the Education Department under the Obama administration, says student loan debt isn't like other debt Treasury may have on its books.
The student loan programs are intentionally designed to have lots of benefits for people who struggle with their debt and can't repay.
Benefits like lowering or deferring loan payments, debt forgiveness programs. Miller says Congress will ultimately decide who handles the debt portfolio and decide if the primary goal is to make money or help more people go to college. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.